Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. We know we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit, but we know that you, Father, you, Jesus, you, Holy Spirit, are the biggest gifts. Without you, we are lost. And our rudders are wrong, tongues are wrong, our hearts is in the wrong place, and therefore our lives will be in the wrong place. But thank you for the wonderful love, the gift of life that you've given us by giving us the Spirit, the guarantee of our inheritance, so that we can have you working in our lives, bringing about your wonderful plans and purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 7. There are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, and yet the same Lord is served. There are different types of work to do, but the same God produces every gift in every person. The evidence of the Spirit's presence is given to each person for the common good of everyone.
Hallelujah. You know, we just think here at the end here, the Spirit is given for the common good. And then we can just think worldly relevant to man, and we will miss it, because all goodness, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father from above. So we need to understand that we are born spiritually by accepting the Lord and receiving the Holy Spirit. And then the gift of the Holy Spirit is given. It's a guarantee of our inheritance. And what's this inheritance all about? The word is very clear. This is eternal life, that you know the Father and you know the Son. So it's about knowing the Father and knowing the Son. So the Spirit is there to bring the thoughts of God to us so that we can be blessings. We can be for the common good of heaven. We are then for the good of heaven. We serve man. We don't serve man for God. We serve God for man. Then we bring the right fragrance. You see that in all the disciples and the prophets of old. They listened to God, and that was their service to mankind, their obedience to God. And our beautiful master copy, Jesus, what did he say? I don't seek my own glory, but I seek the glory of God. Amen. And we see there on many occasions, man wanted him to fulfill what they believed was right. I remember the time of Lazarus's death. You would think he would run there straight away. He cried, but he didn't go straight away. He waited until the Spirit led him. And he shares those words at one time. He says, "For you, the time is always right, but my time hasn't yet come." And just a bit later on, he goes to the Passover. So it's all about having the Spirit has now brought us into union with the heavenly family again, to know the thoughts so that we can have the right ways, so that we can give the gifts that are relevant by the leadings of God to be a fragrance and make a difference. I love that Isaiah 55, and there's a portion there that's constantly been brought out, and the thought just comes out this way when you just share just one portion of that passage of the chapter, where it says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways." And that's not the context. The context actually says that he starts off, he says, "Come buy without money." And then how do you buy? You must come listen, and then you will receive. And then, because then he says, why must you come? Why must you buy? Why must you draw close? Because he says the wicked man doesn't know his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So I think it's unrighteous and wicked, but he's talking about the unrighteous and the wicked. And then he encourages, he says, come to me, amen, so that you can have the right thought, so that you can have the right ways. The heart of the Father, the heart of any father, wants his children to have his thoughts so that they can have his ways, so it could be relative to the wonderful name, the wonderful family from which you come. And that all comes from God. That's a godly thing. So the great secret and the great wonder is we were made to be children of the living God, obedient children of the living God. He desires godly offspring. So draw close, get born again, receive the Spirit, and stay in tune with the Spirit, because this is eternal life. The God quality of life is not just pie in the sky, it's also steak on the plate. The godly quality of life is found in obedience, staying in tune with the Spirit, because you've been given the gift of life, the gift of Christ. So you can be a gift, and you can be gifts by sharing the gifts of the Holy Spirit with your brothers and sisters in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.